The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Two-thirds of Irish doctors don't take sick leave if they're mentally unwell. Now, that's according to a new research carried out by the Medical Protection Society. 50% of those surveyed also worried that not taking sick leave may have meant delivering a lower standard of patient care. So why aren't our doctors looking after themselves properly, and how is our health system being impacted as a whole? News Talk reporter Sarah Madden is with me in studio. Sarah, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Will you take us through the survey, first of all?
Sure. Well, according to reporting by the Irish Medical News, while the average absence rate across all disciplines is about 4.6%, the absence rate for medical staff nationally is only 1.6%. It's this presenteeism that is the subject of the most recent Medical Protection Society study. Dr. Rob Hendry is medical director of the MPS, which represents about 16,000 medical professionals across Ireland. And he told me about presenteeism, the survey, its results and responses.
Well, presenteeism is an attitude or a culture that requires or puts pressure on individuals to attend work, to go to work when they're not fit to do so, and when they really ought not to be there because they're not able to perform as well, and indeed they may be putting their own and other people's health and well-being at risk. So in October 2024, we surveyed over 500 doctors in Ireland that we support, and our survey revealed that a large number of them, nearly two-thirds, felt that they had no choice but to continue going to work despite mental well-being concerns. You know, they felt that if they didn't go into work, they'd be adding to their colleagues' workload. They knew that there were staff shortages. They knew that there was a backlog of waiting lists. And they were worried if they didn't go to work, patients wouldn't be seen. Again, somebody else said to us, I've gone to work despite feeling mentally unwell, but I've pushed my mental health issues aside as I feel that is expected of me, and that I'm obliged to look after other people over my own health.
Now, that's Rob Hendry, Medical Director of the Medical Protection Society. What did the doctors on the ground say about these stats?
Well, yesterday I spoke to, and I also interviewed doctors across the healthcare hierarchy, from, you know, new trainees right up to hospital consultants. And this presenteeism is absolutely ubiquitous. Dr. Brendan O'Shea is a GP in Newbridge. He's actually also the Assistant Adjunct Professor in Public Health and Primary Care at Trinity College and the Medical Director for KDOC, so he's very busy. Brendan gave me more of an insight into not just the reasons for doctor presenteeism, but also the consequences associated with it.
I've been around forever. I'm in my middle 60s, so I have definitely been at work at times when, in retrospect, it might have been better if I wasn't. Yes, I think all of us who are in practice have at times said to one of our colleagues, get out of here, go home now. A lot of GPs, in my personal experience, actually are really fond of their patients. And there's a feeling if I'm not around, something dreadful will happen to Mrs. Murphy or to Mohammed. He won't get his medication. Whether we like it or not, and it's not politically correct, we're trained to be actually really quite tough. It's built in as a professional value. Now, I think our younger doctors are getting better at this, but certainly the middle-aged crowd and the old crowd, it's absolutely wired in that we don't get sick, which is wrong. We do other wrong things. We consult informally with our colleagues. God, what do you think of this? Would you look in my ear? Or I'm having trouble sleeping or whatever. So we have informal consultations with each other and we support each other in that way. And the evidence around this is very clear that that is not good healthcare. Mm. So there are various reasons and various consequences. Certainly as the medical director of a GP out of ours cooperative, we have about 170 doctors on our roster in Kildare and West Wicklow. One of my duties relates to managing feedback and patient complaints. We measure our complaints rate, and I'm glad and relieved to say that our complaints rate is relatively low. And certainly we understand that tired doctors, doctors who are burnt out, doctors who have concurrent illnesses certainly are more likely to be involved in complaints and negative feedback. They make administrative errors. They don't send the referral to the right radiology department. It's a drag on the system. And I think all of us would be happier if doctors were able to and felt they were able to take just a little bit more sick leave.
And that's Dr. Brendan O'Shea of KDOC. So we know what's causing doctors to show up despite being mentally unwell, but is mental health a particular issue for doctors?
Well, the MPS, they are particularly interested in this area, and some of their other studies have found that 64% of doctors say they are frequently burnt out or exhausted, while one in five describe their mental well-being as of concern. Now, when it comes to suicide, some research suggests that doctors are twice as likely as those in other professions to take their own lives. And in fact, the British Medical Journal has cited suicide as an occupational hazard for those in the medical field, with female doctors being most at risk. Dr. Lorcan Martin is a consultant psychiatrist, and he's also president of the College of Psychiatrists of Ireland. And he told me more about the specific issues that might be affecting doctors' mental health.
I think stress and anxiety and depression are probably the biggest ones, but they're also very common among the general population. In terms of self-medicating and possibly substance abuse, either with alcohol or maybe prescribed medication, that is a big problem. And obviously that can put patients' lives at risk, but also the doctor's life at risk. And in fact, their livelihood as well, obviously, if it becomes a big enough problem. PTSD can be a problem among certain parts of medicine because people often have to deal with very severe accidents or injuries or very traumatic environments or situations. We do see some awful things, both psychologically and physically. We do see suicide among doctors. You know, it is an unfortunate complication of people becoming either distressed enough or depressed enough. And it's something that oftentimes we aren't mindful of because we kind of feel sometimes that doctors are a little bit indestructible. But in many respects, it's just the overall level of burnout and stress and sometimes leading to depression that is a big problem for a lot of people. And people work themselves into such a state and become so distressed by what's going on and so upset and so worn out that the only way they see out is to actually leave the profession entirely and go off and do something else. And it's, you know, when you think about the amount of effort and time you put into becoming a doctor, it is a shame. It's a shame for the person. It's a shame for the health service to lose somebody that's been trained. As it is at the moment, if everyone who felt they needed it took time off, we would have very few people left. And I'm not advocating that people don't mind themselves. I'm merely making the point that the service is so under-resourced that it's extremely difficult for people to take the time off they need.
Dr. Lorcan Martin calling for a bolstering of the healthcare system to allow doctors the opportunity to take better care of themselves. So, Sarah, what supports are currently available to doctors in distress?
Well, the HSE is the biggest employer of doctors in the country, and they do have a number of health and well-being programmes in place, I suppose, including the employee assistant programme. But I think the fact that those supports exist, but they aren't always availed of, is also indicative maybe of, you know, a remaining stigma, I guess, around mental health in society in general. But in 2015, the Practitioner Health Matters programme was set up. Now, it's independent and it's funded primarily by voluntary contributions and professional medical associations as well. They offer confidential supports to all doctors, whether you're in the HSE or not. Now, since 2018, that programme has seen demand for their services nearly double. Dr. Ida DeLarghi is medical director of the Practitioner Health Matters programme, and she told me more about that service.
We're seeing from the recently qualified right through to the more senior consultants coming forward, requesting and seeking support. Some doctors who present would be so unwell, would maybe be suffering from PTSD or the stress of a particular event. And, you know, some of them would have considered taking their own lives. We've had one case where they were feeling suicidal, but they didn't consider taking time off work. I think the fear around reputational damage, if they have had or have declared that they have particularly a mental health issue, is a very real one. That idea that their colleagues may not have confidence in them, or indeed, if it were known that they had a problem, that their patients may not have confidence in them. That's where having an independent, say, confidential medical program where they can get all their needs met is very important and vital. We need to expand the program now to make it more available, and our numbers are increasing. So I do think that both the HSE and probably the Department of Health could also come up with funding in recognition where we can get well over 80% of doctors back into work, functioning well. That's where we should put the resources.
That's Dr. Ida Delaghi, Medical Director of the Practitioner Health Matters Programme, ending that report on Dr. Mental Health and Presenteeism. Now, if you or anyone you know has been affected by the content of this report, support is available from the Samaritans. Free phone 116123. Beata House can also be reached on 1-800-247-247. Sarah, presenteeism, just thinking about it, you know, you come in because you don't want to let your colleagues down. You know that your absence creates a hole in the service and your colleagues have to work harder. I'm sure that's a lot to do with it.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. But I suppose what I've learned from looking into this report is that you make yourself sicker, you make the healthcare system sicker as a result. And so I suppose the real, you know, issue is that the healthcare system doesn't seem to be supporting doctors to support themselves and the patients.
Sarah, thank you very much. Now,
the Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.